Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome in to the BTR Studios. Jeff Wirtz back with another edition of 15 Minutes of Fan. I said yesterday that hope springs anew. And with the baseball season, that is true multiple times. I think that is true on several different accounts, and yesterday proved to be one of them. However, the Kansas City Royals could not capitalize on that. And okay, we know what went on. We know the situation. A lot has been made about the pregame situation. And man, first of all, hats off to the Royals organization. Hats off to just everyone involved. Eric Hosmer. I mean, there wasn't a dry eye in the house, no matter if you were watching at Kauffman Stadium or if you were at home, whatever you do. It just showed what the Royals feel about their fan base and what the fan base feels about the team. Now, I've had people ask me in the last, 12 hours or so, did I think the emotion affected the Royals? And how could it not? I mean, how really could it not? Of course, they were honoring Yordano Venturi, including his mother throwing out the first pitch, and that pregame ceremony that was just absolutely touching, just fantastic. And the Royals did a terrific job with that. And like I said, I had people ask me, why will this affect the players? Of course it will. Of course it will. We take for granted so long that these guys aren't just machines wearing jerseys. They're players. They're human beings above all else. And we saw that yesterday. We saw the emotion. We saw the feeling that these players brought out. And would that affect their gameplay? Of course it would. Of course it would. That being said, a solid player, which all of those players are, solid individuals, while it may affect, while it may put them in the, put it in the back of their mind, while they may be thinking about it, honestly, yesterday, I think they just got outplayed. We have to be honest with ourselves here. We can say, they had ace on their mind. And I don't disagree with that at all. I think they had a lot on their mind. But yesterday, we have to give credit where credit is due. Jarrell Cotton was amazing. And the Royals just cannot find their bats. Looking at some of the stats from yesterday's game, as we said, Jarrell Cotton just over Royals hitters, allowing two hits and in seven innings, striking out six. That's pretty good. Then couple that with the bullpen coming in and finishing out the last six outs, all of those via strikeout. Every out via strikeout. They faced eight batters. The bullpen faced eight batters and struck out six. That's pretty incredible. So you have to give credit where credit is due. And I hate using this. I absolutely hate using this because I think baseball excuses are the worst thing in sports. I absolutely think baseball excuses are the worst thing in sports. But yesterday we saw a very viable, a very important baseball excuse that maybe had some weight to it. And that was weather playing a factor. We hear weather plays a factor. We hear that all the time. We saw that yesterday. I strongly believe we saw that baseball excuse twice. And it affected two different plays. 2-0, the Athletics win this game. The only scoring play came off of a Chris Davis home run in the fourth. Now you watch this play, watching it live, it looks like it was an easy pop fly to Paulo Orlando. It looked like it was going to be caught, you know, no problem. It was a can of corn for Paulo Orlando. Well, then it carried and it carried and it carried and it carried. Paulo was at the warning track and just looked up and gave up. That thing went deep. For those who don't know, the wind was blowing almost 20 miles an hour behind home plate, left to right, and easily took that ball out. So yes, don't discredit what Chris Davis did. He pounded that ball. But it was clear that when it got up into the sky, that it was aided quite a bit. I mean, coming off the bat did not look like home run distance at all. And I think Davis even thought that too, because you watch the replay and he almost stops in the batter's box knowing that he was out. It looked like it was going to be an easy fly out to Paulo Orlando. But that ball just kept going and going and going. Now, that wind affected a second time. And it was in the sixth inning. Salvador Perez hit a bomb. I mean, he pounded that thing into left field. And coming off the bat, you know, if you watch enough baseball, you know, you hear the sound and you see the swing and you say, yeah, that's gone. Well, the ball flies out to left field, and if you didn't see this, the ball heads out to left field off the bat of Salvador Perez. As soon as it made contact, that thing looked like it was gone. Off the bat, it looked like it was gone. And then I wish I could have seen the exact trajectory of that ball. It looked like it just died. It looked like it just stopped. It hit some wind, it hit something up there, and just absolutely die. So while I say baseball excuses, while I hate them, I think a couple of them really came into play yesterday. One definitely came into play yesterday and multiple times. Now, that being said, some of these guys were just terrible. Couldn't hit with a boat paddle, just couldn't hit anything. We need to really start thinking, you know, in the off season we said, all right, Brandon Moss, good pickup. I like that. You know, jury was out, you know, not necessarily convinced that Brandon Moss was going to be anything worthwhile. Well, he has proven in the last six games that they were right. Seven games, excuse me, that they were right. Holy crap, has he been terrible. Brandon Moss has one more hit than you do. He has one hit on the season in the first seven games. His batting average, .63. Brandon Moss this year – who was brought in for his bat, has one more hit than you do this year. I mean, right now in the starting lineup, and, you know, take these with a grain of salt because it is early on. It is clearly early on. The leading batting average in yesterday's starting lineup after the game was 296. Mike Moustakas, and Moose has been killing the ball. He goes hitless yesterday at a game where they only get three hits. Mondesi, Perez, and Kane all with a hit. But really, this team has just not hit the ball. And yes, we can say that the pregame affected this team, but in all reality, they were just terrible yesterday. They were just bad. And things need to switch around. Usually I hate a day off early on in the season. This is a much needed day off for the Royals. A much needed day off. No game for the Royals today. So we will look forward to some other things going on. We will preview more of the Royals game tomorrow on the show. Also tomorrow, remember to tune in for the 15 Minutes of Fan Trivia show. Going to have a little bit different show yesterday. Going to be back in the normal time slot tomorrow, changing things up a little bit. Do tune in for that. Also, check the Facebook page out today. I'm going to have full details on exactly what we are going to do. We will have a video right around 3 o'clock. I will post a video of exactly what we are going to do on tomorrow's show and how you can be a part of it. All right, before we get off air today, need to switch gears a little bit to the NFL and how the NFL just continues to out-dumb themselves. Over the weekend, there was a contest in Las Vegas, and I'm a little bit confused on the details here, but it was an arm wrestling contest featuring NFL players, money on the line, money that would go to charities of these players choosing. Okay, cool, great, fantastic. Well, then Raj steps in, good old Raj, saying that this should be disallowed. This shouldn't be allowed, and they should not be able to vet. They should not be able to conduct NFL practices in Las Vegas and bet on NFL practices in Las Vegas. Huh? Didn't they just put a team? I believe old Raj just put a team in Vegas. I believe there is now a team in Vegas, and now you are saying, no, they can't. They can't do that. There can't be anything bet in Vegas. Ridiculous. And Roger Goodell, once again, continuing to just crap on the NFL, to out-dumb himself and the entire league. I don't understand it. Chiefs schedule came out yesterday for those that are concerned. Preseason schedule, I should say. Just the weirdest thing. The Chiefs wouldn't release the dates for the preseason, and that's to generate more interest. It doesn't make any sense why they're doing it. But real quick, what they are doing for the preseason, the start will be the opening game for Arrowhead will be week one of the preseason. They host the Niners. Then they go on the road to Cincinnati and Seattle. That one going to be on national television. Chiefs trying to make a lot of that. That one going to be, I believe, on CBS, Chiefs and Seahawks. And then they will play the fourth game of the preseason against the Tennessee Titans, that one back at Arrowhead. So again, your preseason schedule, Niners at Chiefs, Chiefs at Bengals, Chiefs at Seahawks, and Titans at Chiefs. So two home games, two road games, just like always for the Kansas City Chiefs. Still quite a while to go, but the NFL trying to capitalize on them being off the schedule for a while. They had to get some sort of news out there, and they did that with the preseason schedule yesterday. All right, that is all I have for today. Have a great day. We will see you back here tomorrow for the Hump Day edition of 15 Minutes of Fame.